You are listening to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker who's passionate about teaching you how to understand what is happening in your body, why your body is reacting the way it is, and how to make the appropriate changes in your life to get your body back into balance. Something I've learned from my private practice is that the more patients know about their health, the more likely they are to make better diet and lifestyle choices, which ultimately leads them to a faster recovery. Each week, you are going to learn actionable tips, tricks, and teachings from myself, along with the help of top experts in the holistic health community, so that you can make better informed decisions about your body and your healthcare. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm super excited to have Stevie Wright, who is a breathwork coach. She's amazing. You need to follow her on Instagram. She'll tell you her story. I actually met her in LA a couple months ago through my sister. She actually lives in the house that my one sister used to live in. So it's such a small world connection. I'm so pleased to have her on the show. She's going to share all about her amazing breathwork channel and about her journey. So thank you for being on the show today.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell our listeners about yourself. Tell us about your journey. How did you get to where you are?
Yes. Let's see. Well, thank you for having me, everybody. So excited to be here. So I'm a breathwork facilitator. I'm a self-love coach. And really what I do is I use somatic and subconscious practices to really help people quantum leap. And if you haven't heard of somatic work before, soma means body. So one of the main pillars of what I believe to be true and how I kind of structure the work that I do is I believe that trauma, limiting beliefs, old wounds, stories, they live actually in the body, not in the mind. And so as much as mindset and thought work is awesome, I do a ton of it myself and with my clients. If you're leaving out the body from the healing journey, I think you're really kind of missing out on a big piece of that puzzle, so to speak. Because all of those things that kind of create our subconscious patterns and the ways that we show up, they live in the body. And so if we're not working with the body, again, we're kind of missing a big part of that healing journey. So I found breathwork, let's see, maybe about 3 to 4 years ago now. And I found it by accident. A girlfriend of mine invited me to a breathwork class in Santa Monica. And I had never heard of it before. I thought it was a workout class. I brought my, you know, had my workout clothes on. I'm like, oh, we're gonna do some breathwork. I had no idea what it was. And I get there and there's like bald man with a giant gong. And everyone's like laying out blankets and stuff. And I'm like, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? And he explained breathwork and he explained the practice that we were going to do. And it was about an hour and a half. And I ended up having just an incredibly profound healing experience. And after that class, I was like, what the hell is this? What did I just experience? I experienced big emotional releases that I couldn't really necessarily explain or put words to. It was just like my body was releasing and integrating. And so I stuck with it myself personally for my own journey for many years. And then a couple of years ago, got certified. And just because I knew I was coaching and everything, and I saw what breathwork was doing for myself personally, and I really wanted to offer it to my clients to help them integrate, to help them heal. And yeah, it's been a couple of years now of adding breathwork into my practice, and it's been such a treat. It's been such a gift in being able to facilitate people in this way. And really what breathwork does, if you've never heard of breathwork or maybe you're very new to it, breathwork is conscious continual breathing. There's all different types. Maybe you've heard of Wim Hof. Maybe you've heard of holotropic. There's all different types and all of them have different benefits and different things they do for us. But basically what it does is it's a conscious continual pattern. It's been used for 1,000 years in the East. It's gotten popular in the last 30 to 40 in the West. But basically it takes you out of the ego. It takes you out of your mind, out of your head, and into your body. And your body is where all of that stuff lives I was telling you about, but also it's where your wisdom and your joy and your connection and your self-love and your ahas, it's where everything, all of that juiciness lives. So when we do breath work, we're bypassing the ego, we're bypassing the mind, we're getting into the body, and we're healing at a deep nervous system level. We're actually literally able to heal belief systems that live in the tissue. And what I've seen with myself and with my clients time and time again is they'll say things like, I keep working on this one belief system and I keep thinking I'm healing it, but it just keeps showing up. Or I'll do the mindset work around it and I thought I healed it. I do the inner child work, but it keeps showing up. Or I'm having the same pattern in relationships and I just can't seem to get out of the same pattern in relationships. It just keeps showing up. And then when they start doing somatic work, breath work is a type of somatic work. That stuff is, it actually heals for good. Because you're healing the belief that lives in the nervous system. You're healing the belief that lives in your actual tissue. It's like wringing out a sponge. You're wringing it out, wringing it out, wringing it out. And then what's left over is more of you, more of your wholeness. So it's really special. I don't know if that answered your question, but
No, that's great. And I was just going to add, I think for the listeners of my show, what she's really talking about is breath work. It gets you out of your fight flight. It brings you into the relaxed, and rest and digest, the parasympathetic nervous system. And you guys know I talk about this all the time. You can't heal unless you're in that parasympathetic nervous system. And you were talking about the ego, and like typically when we're in our ego or our brain, we're in that like fight flight state. We're all like up in our head. We're not actually in our body. And like you said, there's lots of things that our cells hold on to. And if we want to release them, whether it's a thought pattern or whether it's a physical illness, because breath work can be so tremendously beneficial if you're trying to heal leaky gut or you're healing liver disease or you've got lung issues, whatever you have going on in a pure physical level, breathwork's going to be profoundly healing for that. But also like what you're talking about in the quantum leap, and I think this is like next level healing stuff, right? Where like if you're physically good and you're like, hey, I want to shift some patterns in my life, it can be really good for shifting what you're talking about, these belief systems, which is amazing. And that's when like life will just start to unfold and become, as I'm sure you've seen with your clients, like life becomes like a playground of like, you can do whatever you want, right? Like
I noticed that it becomes very fruitful. The connection to self is so much deeper, and therefore the connection with others is so much deeper. Relationships shift, relationships with your kids shift, and I made the breath channel. The breath channel is my breathwork membership. It's donation based.
It's amazing, by the way, guys. I joined it. It's so great. Talk about it, but I'm going to talk about my experience with it too, because it's so great.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really proud of it. It really is my baby. We're just about over 700 members, and it's such an incredible community. But that platform is full of tons and tons of breathwork practices, embodiment practices, meditations, trainings for you to get grounded, gain energy, release stress, and really come in, like feel peace, feel calm, and really come into your own personal peak state. And what's great about it is there's something really healing about the hour-long, 90-minute-long breathwork sessions. And there's something incredible about the practices that are anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. And so everything in the breath channel is short, sweet, quick, but deep, profound. Like you're able to really shift energy. You're able to move energy. It is something that you're able to really use day-to-day and integrate into your routine.
Which is so great, because so many people struggle with, hey, how do I know I need to be accessing this, I know I need to be relaxing, I know I need to do something for my nervous system. But in today's world, if you're a mom or if you're a caregiver, or if you're working full time or you're running a business or you're dealing with a pandemic, there's a lot of stuff going on. So it's hard to, as you said, to be like, oh, I'm not going to make it to that 90-minute breathwork class. It's just not going to work. But the great thing about her breath channel is there are 5 to 15 minute bite-sized things that you can do like first thing in the morning. She's got some great like morning ones, like energizer ones, or if you're feeling like in a funk, just go do this for 10 minutes. It's like a great reset.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So if you can do that a couple times a day, it's amazing for calming the nervous system down and for making all these other shifts happen. So it's an awesome platform that you've created. I think it's really great. You've made breathwork really accessible to people.
Oh, good. Cool. Good. Yeah. I that was my intention, and I wanted it to be really accessible, really easy, and still really supportive. Even though they're short practices, they're really supportive, and I theme them. So, breathwork for magic mornings, breathwork for stress, breathwork for anxiety, abundance, manifestation, grief, inner child. I mean, I think we're up to like almost 60 practices in there by now. So I add new videos every month. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really great. So let's talk about, when you're doing your coaching work, you're integrating that with the breathwork practices. So you're giving them that somatic experience as well, which is really cool.
Yeah. So with my coaching clients, I really work with them on embodiment. So breathwork is an element of it. It's not like I'm only coaching them on breathwork. It's like a tool that I integrate and a tool that I use. But I really work with them on embodiment. And one of my mentors, John Wineland, he has a really great definition of embodiment, which is embodiment is taking an ethereal concept like presence or love or abundance or power and making it so felt, so integrated, so grounded in your body that not only do you experience life that way, but also other people experience you from their body. And embodiment is really important because, like we're talking about, so much of our lives are in our head, overthinking, managing, manipulating, like overtly kind of in that high anxious place. But when you're in your body and you're really embodying how you want to feel, you're embodying the reality you want to live in, actually manifestation becomes so much more powerful and so much deeper because you're embodying the version of you, the reality that you want to live in. You're embodying the version of you that you want to show up as. So I do a lot of somatic work with my clients. We're doing energy work. We're doing inner child work. We're bringing in some depth psychology. It's kind of like a little, it's a marriage of all the different modalities and kind of.
Yeah. Which, and that, it just makes me think, because I feel like a lot of people, a lot of the patients I treat often come in and they're very disconnected from their body, right? We're so up here. We're so in the cerebral space. But online, when we're not really in our bodies, often in a physical sense, are screaming at us. If you have low back pain, if you have GI issues, if you have whatever it is, it's your body's kind of yelling like, hey, get into me, like feel me, like feel these emotions. You're too in your head. So I think this is a good, you know, if you're struggling with something on a physical level that, and oftentimes chronic physical stuff, not really about physical stuff. It oftentimes is about some sort of emotional, something that there's like a disconnect. And so this is a great way to like reconnect your cerebral brain stuff with the actual body, which I think is just a beautiful practice for healing on all levels. Absolutely. Whether you're healing from emotional trauma or physical stuff, I think it's just a great way to integrate everything.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So in most people, that are they coming to you for physical stuff or is it more their deal? What's a typical someone who's coming to see you?
No, they're not coming to me for physical stuff. I have different types of people. I have other fellow coaches who really want to step into their power in their business. I have moms who just want to feel more purpose in life, people who really want to work on their abundance and their mindset. I work with a lot of leaders. So, you know, I have leaders come to me who just want to feel more grounded in their bodies as they're in purposeful and in their knowing, in their feminine. A lot of women come to me if they're feeling like overly masculine and they're in that like do, create, like forward kind of penetrative thing, but they really don't let themselves receive or be nourished or create. So it's,
I remember that. That's such a theme. I feel like I see this with so many of my women that I treat and in my own life. You know, we're just, you know, if you are a mom and a business owner and you take care of kids, we're just do, constant on the go. And a lot of women, they end up getting burnt out physically because they're not able to receive. They're not able to feel supported. So I think that's it's really important work that you're doing to like teach people how to allow that.
Yeah, it's really important. And it also really shifts everything. It shifts your money. It shifts your relationships. It shifts your connection with yourself. It shifts your sex life. So we work on
a good one.
Yeah, we work on all different types of elements. And it's not always the same. But I think in general, people are coming to me when they feel like they have more in them. They have more to connect with and tap into. And they're not quite sure how to get there.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. So what do some of the practices look like other than breath work? What are other types of somatic work that you do? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So some of it is like experiential. So a lot of the things that we do, like one of the pillars that I work with is this idea of unconditional welcoming. And so a lot of times when we, and I hear this a lot from clients or just people in my online or whatever, is that stay positive, like positive thinking, positive habits, really good mindset. Make sure
you're like that toxic positivity thing.
Yeah.
And like you're always positive.
Yeah. And the thing with that is that it makes sense that people think that's what we want to do, because I often hear like, well, if I go into any negativity, then I'll attract more negativity. And it's just not true. It's just not true. Actually, when you allow yourself to feel whatever emotion is true, whether that is grief or anger or sadness or rage or loneliness or fear, any of that stuff, whatever you don't own owns you. So when you're just bypassing and going right to like, no, think positive thoughts, everything's going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. And you are abandoning yourself. You're abandoning your inner child that has a feeling. You're abandoning your inner child that has an emotion. You're abandoning parts of yourself that really need attention and going right to everything is fine. I got to stay positive. But actually, when you feel through, when you unconditionally welcome and you feel through emotion and you say yes to whatever is in your body, that's actually how you move through something. And I hear this a lot from people. It's like, I just feel like I can't get past this one place. Like I'm stuck in this one place and I'm really trying to get out of it. And I just can't seem to get out of it. And the thing I always ask is, well, have you accepted where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, I get a lot of resistance with that because it's like, well, I can't accept it because then I'm just going to be here forever. And it's just not true. When you are in resistance with something, when you are not accepting where you are, when you are fighting with where you are, when you're trying to like weasel your way out of it, there's a fight happening. There's like a tug of war happening. And like nothing gets to flow when there's tug of war. Nothing gets to move through you when there's tug of war. Nothing gets to evolve when there's tug of war. It's actually when you accept, surrender, say, okay, this is where I'm at. I accept this is where I'm at right now and have softness around it, that you can actually move through it. So unconditional welcoming, feeling through your emotions. And what I do is really giving people a safe space to do so because we often really don't have safety in that. So a lot of what my container is about is creating safety in the body, creating safety in the room on Zoom. You know, some my clients aren't always in person and it's like creating safety in the nervous system so that they are able to feel through their emotions and move past whatever they're working with.
Yeah. And that's such a, you put that so beautifully, like you said, if you don't own it, it owns you.
Yeah.
Right. So like, so if you're angry, but you're not expressing it or not allowing yourself to feel it. If you're grieving, you're not expressing, you're not allowing yourself to. And then from my perspective, like the way I was trained in naturopathic medicine, you know, whatever emotions you're not processing, you're not going through, they will literally turn into physical symptoms. You know, they'll turn into pain, they'll turn into stuff in the body. And I think a lot of people that are, you know, seeking alternative treatment for whatever physical thing that's going on, that they're this is some of the work that they need to be doing. Obviously, like I always say on all my episodes, like go make sure you've seen your doctor, you've had stuff checked out if you got some. But if you're at a point where you're like, wow, I've seen everybody under the sun for this XYZ physical symptom, and I seem to just be stuck and not moving, this seems like it would be a really beautiful next step and next approach to be like, oh wow, maybe there's some emotion that I've totally disowned and that I need to actually like be with and feel it and then work through it that way. It's almost like if you keep ignoring it, it's never going to go away. You've got to go through it. There's no way to get around it. You have to go through it. Is that like a way that you would, like, you've got to go, you've got to feel it, and then it will dissipate, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Whenever you feel, well, actually one of my somatic mentors taught me that I think one of the other fears people have just collectively as a society, that if we feel something, then I'm going to be stuck there forever. Like if I were to feel this, I'll never get out of it. If I open this can of worms, I'll never be able to close it.
Yeah.
And actually, emotion lasts really long when you're not feeling it fully.
Yeah.
It lasts for years and years and years and years. And depression lasts for years and years and years when you're actually not feeling something fully. And one of my somatic mentors taught me, which I just think is so beautiful, when you feel an emotion fully, it takes 90 seconds to clear.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Isn't that fun? And that's not to say that like, it will never come back. It's not to say that you won't have another wave of it. Yeah. But in the moment, if you actually let yourself feel something all the way into its entirety, it takes 90 seconds. And then there is literally more of you that you've resurrected. There's more of you that you've brought back into your heart.
That's amazing. So, if you're someone and you're struggling with, oh, like I'm constantly feeling anger and I'm pushing away, I'm constantly feeling stress, whatever it is, you feel like you're constantly not. Just think about how powerful that'd be if you could get really into it, have it clear. And granted, like you said, life's still going to happen. We're still going to have reasons to grieve or be angry or be upset or be any of the emotions. But if we can just work through it, it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. When I learned that, I was like, what?
Yeah. I don't have to be angry like this forever.
Yeah. It was so fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what else should my listeners know about your work?
I mean, One thing that's kind of fun about the breath channel is I really believe in sound healing. I believe in music for healing. And I'm a professional singer. I've been a professional singer.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a professional singer for, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And I was a professional singer long before I was coaching. And so I know that music and using my voice is something that's really important in the work that I do. And so with the breath channel, what I do is I teach you the practice, I lead you through the practice, and then on a lot of the exercises, I sing to you at the end.
And it's so beautiful, guys. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
So amazing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's my first, more than coaching, more than any of the healing arts, singing is my one true love. It'll always be my first love. And it's just nice to kind of incorporate that power into the work that I do. And
yeah.
I think that it really helps draw people in, and like the vibration of it, there's a transmission in it. There's codes in it. And just in the transmission of the sound itself, there is healing in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love sharing about that too.
Well, and there's also when you do her breathwork practices and you sing along, singing activates your vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Right. So breathwork plus singing or humming or doing any sort of making a sound, you know, at the end of a yoga class when you om, the reason for that is it's vibrating your vagus nerve, which is sending a signal to put you into full-on healing mode. So it's a beautiful combination of a way to do a healing practice. So if we do that, I think that's probably why your short sessions are so powerful, because you have the breath work and that beautiful like sound vibration thing at the end. It's like it like seals it in. It makes it like really powerful.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Okay, so where can people find you? Obviously, you're on Instagram a lot. You have great story. Yeah. She's really fun to follow.
Post. Yeah, follow me on Instagram. I hang out there a lot at @StevieLWright_. If you shoot me a DM, I will absolutely get back to you. I love connecting with my audience. My website is actually under construction right now. We're doing a full rebrand. So
awesome.
That's to come. There's not a lot on there right now, but just come hang out with me on Instagram. You'll find links to the breath channel and some posts. I have a group program called The Embodied Woman. That is amazing. It's my 4-month group program centered all around somatic embodiment and somatic healing. Cool. And our next opening is in February, which is already filling up.
Great. Okay, cool. Well, you guys can go check that out. And I don't know if we mentioned this, but her breathwork channel is donation-based, which is super cool. So you kind of pay as much as you think you want to. So, you know, if you're wanting access to something like this and you maybe don't think you could work one-on-one with a coach, it's a really great resource.
Exactly.
I mean, I think learning how to do breathwork is great. But the other thing that's so cool about breathwork is you can do it anywhere, right? Like once you learn some of...
Except not while driving.
Not while driving. Very true. Not while driving. You can be in your car though. Just pull your car over. Do it anywhere. And you know, once you've learned the practices, I mean, it's great that it is free. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to keep spending money on a supplement or, you know, it's one of the best ways to calm your nervous system down. So
exactly.
Go check Stevie out on Instagram. And how do they go to the breath channel? Do they just go?
Yep. Link in my bio. You'll find all the things.
Perfect. And we'll put all the show notes in there and everything. So this was awesome. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being on the show. This was great. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Dr. Kinney Show. Be sure to follow the show and leave a rating and a review. It supports me so much. Plus, I always love hearing from you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.